BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russian special forces have seized three Ukrainian Navy vessels in the Kerch Strait off the coast of Crimea in a major escalation of tensions. Russian forces opened fire. Ukraine says six of its crew members were injured. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, said he would ask Parliament to declare martial law. Steve Rosenberg reports.
Russian forces have shot at and seized three Ukrainian vessels in the area. Earlier, Ukraine accused Moscow of openly aggressive actions after Russian border guards had rammed and damaged a Ukrainian tugboat. On Sunday, Russia blocked the Kerch Strait, the narrow waterway connecting the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. In doing so, Moscow maintained it was reacting to a provocation by Ukraine, claiming that Ukrainian ships had illegally entered Russian territorial waters. Ukraine insists the provocation was by Russia.
The US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says the Security Council will meet later to discuss the crisis. Russia and Ukraine had both requested the meeting. Mexico says it will deport migrants who forcefully attempted to cross the border into the United States. The U.S. government responded to the encroachment by closing the main border crossing for several hours. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
Mexico's Home Secretary Alfonso Navarrete said that a group of Central American migrants had asked for help to organize a peaceful demonstration in the city of Tijuana for the right to seek political asylum in the United States. They arrived in the city in October saying they were fleeing poverty and violence in Central America. According to Mr. Navarrete, some of the movement's leaders then encouraged them to split into different groups and run towards the fence that separates the U.S. and Mexico.
A new study by the United Nations has found that more than half of the women who were murdered around the world last year were killed by their partners or family members. Krupa Padi has the story.
The latest UN data found that over half of the 87,000 women killed in 2017 were killed by those closest to them. The BBC carried out research on how many women's killings on one day in 2018 were reported in the media around the world. Choosing a day at random, it found coverage on the killings of 47 women. This included 39-year-old Sandra Moura from Brazil, stabbed by her husband after she requested a separation. He then hanged himself after filming a confession on his phone.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.